Congratulations, Charlie. This was an interview every news organization wanted. How difficult was it to arrange?
Very difficult, Judy. But is in the end, what happened is that I basically said to them, look, for my program, we will do an unedited interview for 53 minutes, an hour. The same thing I did with the President of the United States, and that was acceptable. I mean, they'd had some experience in which they felt like an interview had been sort of manipulated, and so without getting into that, I said, I'll give you an unedited interview. What the President says will be on the program. And they agreed to that, and then we had the deal to make, to come to Damascus and do the interview. I only got the approval literally the day before I left, so it was not easy. Lots of conversations took place. And we went there. I took Jeff Fager, the chairman of CBS News, and my friend and my executive producer at 60 Minutes with me. CBS provided a lot of help for me in the process of getting to Damascus. We got there. The first airing of the interview is tonight on PBS.
Right.
And it was a remarkable experience in which he said, if I could make this point, everybody asked me, what's the headline? And there were lots of headlines from this interview, and one did not necessarily go further than the other. But this has come up. There is today, and this is from, I think, the New York Times, a seemingly offhand suggestion by Secretary of State John Kerry that Syria could avert an American attack by relinquishing its chemical weapons received an almost immediate welcome from Syria, Russia, and the United Nations, it is said. Without knowing any of that, I ask the president of Syria the following. The president is prepared to strike and perhaps will get the authorization of Congress or not. The question then is, would you give up chemical weapons if it would prevent the president from authorizing a strike? Is that a deal you would accept? He then said to me, again, you always imply that we have chemical weapons. I say, I have to, because that's the assumption of the president. That is his assumption, and he's the one who will order the strike. He said, if it's his problem, if he has an assumption. But for us in Syria, we have principles. We'll do anything to prevent the region from another crazy war. It's not only Syria, because it will start in Syria. I say, you'll do anything to prevent the region from having a crazy war? He says, yes. So there seems to be, in this conversation, a recognition by the president, without knowing the developing story, that they would listen to the idea of somehow giving up control of the chemical weapons.
So he left that door open. At the same time, he absolutely denied using chemical weapons on the rebels, even denied the existence of chemical weapons.
Yes.
In the hands of the regime. Charlie, how did you find his demeanor? How did he come across to you? Was he defensive? Was he defiant? What did you see?
Neither of those two things. I thought he was calm. There was no stridency about him. We had a conversation which began with, are you prepared for a strike? Do you expect a strike? We went through everything in terms of very tough moments about the fact that many people believe he's the worst kind of dictator, and that he'd used enormously offensive and awful weapons against his own people. At all times, there was a sense of calm. There was a sense of being conversational. There was a sense of being responsive. So if he was under, as you would imagine, intense stress, he was neither defiant nor any other sort of one-word description.
So was there something about him that surprised you? I'm also curious about the atmosphere in the place where you were. I recognize you were only there for a short time. The people around him, did you pick up any other signals?
Well, they constantly, people around him would say to me, you know, I'm doing this for my country. I love my country. That's why I'm working here. That kind of thing. The interesting thing about Syria, the part that I see, and I have to emphasize that I had a very limited view, A, because of time, and B, because most of my transportation was between where I was staying and where the interview was going to take place. I didn't see the evidence that clearly must be there of a country that is in the midst of a war and hears bombs, I mean, hears explosions every night, and may be expecting to rain down upon it a kind of attack that it has never experienced before. You didn't get that from the street.
Charlie Rose, a remarkable interview. Congratulations again, and thank you.
Thank you, Judy.